This is Nick Liard, and we are joined today by Andrea Zackel-Farrell. Now, Andrea, she's a mom in Niagara Falls. She's also a former teacher. She did something pretty interesting. Now, in Niagara Falls, we're used to the haunted houses, Count Dracula and Frankenstein, but Andrea decided to take a bit of a different approach to Halloween this year, and so she made a second wave cemetery. And essentially what it is it's a political statement on her lawn by using the Halloween theme. So she wrote little messages on gravestones and things like that in an urgent warning and plea for help about the serious danger of kids and teachers heading back into the classroom. She took the time to join us today. So hello, Andrea, how's it going? And first question for you, what is the goal with what you've done in Niagara Falls?
Splash and Sizzle get awareness. There's some shenanigans going on with our leaders and school plans that are not real plans. I don't have to say the same old things that everybody's hearing. I mean, OECTA, all the unions, all these action groups for parents and teachers, they're all trying to say the same thing, that the government's not listening, that the minister is not doing the things that can be done, and there's double standards. And we have different safety distancing for public spaces than we have in classrooms. There seems to be a double standard for children. I don't know why, other than their funding formula and the way they allocate dollars to butts and seats in classrooms that is still lingering from 1997 Harris-Snowbolin.
Now, some might, you know, take a look at what you've done, find it a little bit funny, find it kind of satire, but this is a pretty serious topic.
It is. Have you seen all the death counts that are starting to happen from back to schools in other areas of the country and other countries and other areas of the world? This is a serious matter, and it could have been handled differently over the whole summer long. There could have been all these HVACs that are now going to be, oh, winter's coming, we got to get it. All of the HVACs are shitty. They could have been repaired in March, in April, in May, in June. We knew school was coming back. This is not something that doesn't happen in an annual basis. Like, it happens every year. There could have been conversations with the people involved in classrooms that didn't happen in advance of making these announcements. They could have had more communication. Everything could have been done better, but history is going to repeat itself. It's a serious matter. It needs to have awareness. I'm shocking people, but it's everything that they're not saying anyway. They're thinking it. I'm just vocalizing it because I have a love of Halloween. And you know what? I'm just trying to make a fun holiday fun before it gets canceled.
And I'm sure the yard fits right in Niagara Falls with all the haunted houses and everything like that.
You know, we're actually a little bit off the beaten path in a cozy little area where we don't get much traffic. So
okay.
I think it fits with our city, definitely.
Yeah.
I hope it will give some of the entrepreneurs around here some faith that, you know, things will go different. I don't know. There's a lot of buzz because we were a tourist town and we didn't have, you know, the touristy, you know, attractions and dollars open. And, yeah.
How has the response been since you've put this up?
You know, my local neighbors, they've waved and said howdy, and they just give their head a shake and laugh. No real conflict. You know, I had my first online troll last night, and my only thoughts are, thank you for sharing your thoughts. And that was the only negativity, was an online troll. That's it.
If you had an opportunity to sit down with the premier today, what would you say to him?
I would absolutely meet him for beers in Muskoka or Bisco, where my family cottage is. And I would say, look, you need somebody who's more qualified for the education minister. He has no qualifications in education that I am aware of. On Wikipedia, it says he has a poli-sci degree from Western, I think. Good on him. That's great. But he's not qualified to do the job that he's in right now. And I think a lot of this could be solved if Ford picked a different person. Throw him under the bus, pick a new minister that will consult with teachers and listen to teachers or has a backing in education. First of all. And have communication with parents. Those two things right there. Communication with parents, teachers, not the conflict. Communication and conversation, not conflict. And I'd have a conversation, sure. Just get rid of that minister that doesn't seem to know anything. I'm older than him. He's a baby. Come on.
If you had that opportunity to, you know, to sit down with him, besides the change in education minister, obviously right now we can't have those conversations before school because school's already started. Is there anything that, you know, the province can do at this point that would help?
Right now they can change their funding formula. They've collapsed class sizes because schools are funded by the number of kids in seats. Classrooms are collapsed to make them meet the class caps that they didn't change since the strikes in March. They have not changed class caps. They could make per classroom bodies in a room a lot more accommodative to spacing and distancing with now aerosol transmission. Number of bodies in room, it's a simple formula that I posted in my yard in all of some of my signs and slogans. Area of classroom, they all change and have different sizes. Area of classroom divided by a set fixed distance variable equals number of bodies per room. And even that is not good enough if the HVACs are broken. So, you know what? Bodies in room. Look at the facts.
Now, outside of the graves with the writing on it, did you have to go out and buy the mm-hmm. stuff, or did you have that? You said you love Halloween. Did you have that kind of stuff laying around?
I had we had a yard sale last year in town that I hit up and got a bunch of Halloween stuff, and I was meaning to do a Halloween yard display this year anyway, and then just all the current events, and I put two and two together. And I had some paint and I had some crappy old wood and some hammer and nails. And within a week I had it up and my husband was like, wow, you're serious about this. Okay. I'm doing no different. Teachers in the classroom who have to scrap together supplies. And some of my supplies are just shitty pieces of wood that are no different than those crumbling, falling apart schools that are under repaired by the Ford administration.
Anything you'd like to add that perhaps I missed?
You know what? I can be available for any questions and conversations for anybody who wants to have a meaningful conversation. I think my points are clear, and in a lot of cases, check out my Facebook. You can initiate any conversation there if you have one.
Well, thank you very much, Andrea. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. Anything those ghouls, goblins, and gravestones have to say before we let you go?
Yeah, thank you. And, like, have fun with Halloween, folks, before it gets canceled.